Making a Scene presents a deep dive into how to use AI to create a month's worth of content from one song. So if you're an independent artist today, I mean, you know this, you are facing just a really frustrating reality.
It's a tough spot to be in.
It really is. You pour your entire soul, months of work, into a single track. You drop it, you promote it maybe once or twice, and then
Oof.
it's just gone, swallowed by the algorithm.
Exactly. The platforms, they demand this constant visibility, and frankly, they don't really care about your talent. They just care if you're feeding the machine, keeping viewers engaged.
And that's the core tension, isn't it? It requires a complete strategic overhaul. We have to stop viewing the finished song as the end of the journey.
Okay, so what's the alternative?
Well, instead, we have to treat that song, the artwork, the lyrics, any footage you shot as valuable raw material.
Raw material, I like that.
Yeah. Our mission in this deep dive is to show you, the listener, exactly how a strategic use of AI tools can stretch that single track into 30 unique pieces of music marketing. 30 pieces, that's a whole month.
An entire month's worth of high-impact promotion,
Yeah.
all without hiring a team or, and this is the crucial part, without burning yourself out.
And this is where it shifts, right? From just surviving to actually building momentum. This isn't about gaming the system. It's about reclaiming power.
It is.
We're talking about refusing to let that old industry mindset, where a single lives for a week and then it's dead, dictate your visibility. This lets the art breathe.
So if we agree on that fundamental shift that the song is just the starting point,
Yeah.
the next question has to be, what tools do you actually need to start
Right.
this extraction process?
Exactly. Let's unpack the magic trick here. The genius of it is that these AI tools, they take over the jobs that used to demand really specialized skills.
Right.
You no longer need to be a video editing guru or a professional graphic designer or marketing expert just to run a clean release campaign. You just need a finished track and the right toolkit.
That's it. Think of these apps as your new, super efficient, independent team. We can break down the essentials for you.
Let's do it.
Okay, first up, the workhorse for vertical video, Opus Clip. That's opus.pro. This is essential because it solves the biggest time sink there is,
The editing.
the editing. You feed it a long video, a full music video, a rehearsal, a live session, whatever, and it uses AI to cut that footage into 10, 15 short, punchy clips, already optimized for TikTok and Reels.
And it does the captions and all that too.
It handles automatic captions and even adds dynamic zoom effects for you. It's incredible.
Okay, that's huge. What's next?
For pure visual drama, especially if you don't have a lot of video, you need Kyber. That's Kaiber.ai.
Right, I've seen stuff from this. It's the one that makes pictures move, right?
Exactly. It takes a still image, like your album art, and transforms it into this moving cinematic animation or a stylized visualizer. It turns static content into dynamic reels instantly.
Perfect. What about the writing, the captions, the stories?
For all text, for scripting, we lean on ChatGPT. This is basically your writer's room. It'll generate captions, scripts for any videos you want to record, story ideas, fan questions, all the behind-the-song stuff.
And for someone who wants to get a bit more advanced with their video.
Then you look at Runway ML, runwayml.com. This is for creating really stylized video clips, more sophisticated edits, and even VFX, visual effects. It makes basic phone footage look surprisingly high budget.
Okay, so that's video covered. What about locking in that visual look, the branding?
For that, we rely on Midjourney, midjourney.com. This is your graphic designer. It generates professional album art style images, posters, backgrounds, all the visuals you need to set a recognizable tone for the whole campaign.
And then for the quick and easy stuff, like lyric posts.
That's where Canva comes in. Canva.com, that's your quick utility player. You use it to design those simple, clean graphics for lyric quotes, announcements. It keeps things consistent and, more importantly, fast.
Now, I have a question here because these sound amazing but also resource intensive. For an artist who just wants to make music, are we talking about needing a super powerful computer for all this?
That's a crucial point, and the answer is no. Most of these Opus Clip, Kyber, Midjourney, ChatGPT, they're all cloud-based. You don't need a powerful machine, you just need a web browser.
So the barrier to entry is really low.
The learning curve is surprisingly low because the AI does the heavy lifting. The biggest challenge isn't the tools, it's actually just establishing a consistent voice in your captions.
And how do we solve for that?
Well, that brings us to a more advanced writing workflow. While ChatGPT handles the deep narrative stuff, we introduce Lately.ai. Lately is fantastic because it studies your specific authentic speaking style, your tone, your quirks, and then it can take one long piece of writing, maybe a paragraph about writing the song, and it instantly spins it into 20 or 30 tone-consistent short captions.
Oh, I see. So Lately provides that day-to-day caption consistency so you don't sound like a robot, and it fights that fatigue of having to be on for 30 days straight.
You got it. And that consistency is the key to visibility on these platforms. It's usually the first thing that drops when an artist gets tired.
That makes perfect sense. But before we start making all this content, we have to lay the foundation. Let's talk about establishing a consistent visual identity. Why does this matter so much?
It matters because of recognition. I mean, you want your audience to recognize your content, your whole vibe, before they even read the caption.
It's a brand signal.
A huge brand signal. So let's use an example. Say we have a cinematic indie rock artist, someone who relies on, you know, a moody atmosphere, neon shadows. We define that aesthetic in four core elements that the AI will stick to.
Okay, break it down.
First, define your color theme. For this artist, we lock in deep blues, neon purple, maybe some warm orange highlights.
Got it.
Second, define your texture style. To get that cinematic feel, we'll tell the AI we want film grain, soft glow, maybe a hint of fog. Third, the mood. It has to be serious, atmospheric, cinematic. No playful memes. No bright graphics.
And the fourth.
A clear, consistent font style for any text that appears on the graphics.
And the brilliance of Midjourney is that you create this whole universe instantly. You just feed it that prompt structure. Cinematic indie rock album cover with neon lights, deep shadows, glowing accents, film grain texture.
And it generates that repeatable aesthetic world. The vital step is once you choose that look, you have to stick to it for all 30 pieces.
Right. So now we get to the core mindset flip, the content extraction strategy.
Yes. This is so important. Most artists hit a wall and think, I need to go shoot 10 new things.
Yeah.
But the reality is, you already have more than enough raw material.
Even if it's just phone footage.
Even if it's a 10-minute interview, a rehearsal, a simple bedroom studio shot on your phone, the goal is extraction, not constant creation from scratch.
So this means you have to stop thinking about the song in terms of verse, chorus, bridge.
Completely. You have to start focusing entirely on emotional or musical moments. A single powerful lyric, a big drum hit, a resonant chord change.
A powerful vocal line.
Any of it. Each single moment is a potential piece of standalone content.
Let's get specific. Give me an example.
Okay, let's say the key lyric that everyone connects with is, I'm lost in the glow of the city lights. You can easily spin that one line into, I mean, way more than 5 pieces of content for your month.
Okay, how?
You could start with a clean lyric graphic in Canva using your defined font and colors. Then you record a quick, intimate TikTok of you just singing that one powerful line, looking right into the camera. Then you use Kyber to create an animated loop using those Neon City visuals you generated, making that line feel epic and cinematic.
So that's 3 pieces already. Visual, performance, animation.
Right. And for the written content, you use that lyric as the emotional caption for an Instagram post, which you can get from Lately. And then you film a short video on your phone explaining the specific inspiration behind that lyric. Why were you lost? What's the deal with the city lights?
That's remarkable. 5 unique pieces of content just came from a single 12-word line. You've used the lyric, the emotion, the visual, the performance, and the story.
And you do that 10 times across the song, and suddenly your whole month is mapped out.
Let's dive deeper into how the tools make this happen so fast. Opus Clip, for instance.
Right, so when you upload your long-form video to Opus Clip, it doesn't just cut randomly. It uses AI to predict the highest performing, most emotive 10 or 15 second clips.
So it finds the stuff most likely to hook people.
Exactly. It'll give you 10 to 15 vertical reels in minutes. And the professional features it adds automatically are key. The automatic captions, highlighting keywords, the smooth punch-ins and zooms.
So your 10 clips feel pro right out of the gate without you ever touching editing software. That just eliminates that barrier to entry.
It really does. And for those atmospheric genres, like our indie rock example, Kyber creates immediate drama. You take one still photo, maybe the artist looking out a window, and Kyber can animate it into a slow, menacing zoom with fog swirling around.
It allows you to release little music videos all month long, keeping that mood totally consistent.
I was just playing with it last week. I watched it turn a grainy photo of my coffee cup into a swirling sci-fi vortex. It's addictive how easy it is to generate complex visual ideas.
And then you need the narrative to tie it all together. Fans don't just buy the sound, they buy the story, the emotional context. And that's where ChatGPT shines.
It helps you translate your deep emotional meaning into engaging, shareable language. You could feed it specific prompts that align with your aesthetic.
Like what?
Like, write a short script that sounds like a moody indie rock artist talking to the camera about the relationship between heartbreak and hope. Or generate 5 fan questions based on the central theme of Lost in the Glow. It instantly gives you fresh narrative angles.
So if we pull the lens back, what does the full campaign look like? The variety is what saves you from being repetitive.
Exactly. Your 30 unique pieces are a really diverse mix. You'll have an opus clip of the chorus, a Kyber animated loop of the album art, a selfie video talking about the song's meaning,
a lyric graphic from Canva, a Midjourney poster, a rehearsal clip,
a fan question post, a stripped down acoustic performance, a behind the scenes video explaining a cool synth sound, all of it.
That's a huge amount of material. How do you strategically stretch that across 30 days without fans feeling like they're seeing the same thing over and over?
You use a structured 4-week schedule. The energy shifts each week, which keeps the content fresh.
Okay, let's walk through it. Week 1.
Week 1 is all about teasing and building anticipation. You share short snippets of the intro, that Kyber loop, a lyric graphic, a short story about the writing process, and a quick behind-the-scenes clip.
Okay. Then week 2 is the release.
Yep. This is for the biggest impact moments. You post your powerful, professionally captioned opus clip of the chorus, a short performance video, more animated visuals, the main hook with captions, and the official announcement graphic.
Makes sense. What about week 3?
Week 3 shifts into deep storytelling. This is where you leverage the narrative from ChatGPT. You share a deeper emotional story, an acoustic breakdown, you post some early fan reactions, the official Midjourney poster, and the exact moment that inspired the song's concept.
And finally, week 4.
Week 4 is all about connection and community. You ask fans deep questions, you share fan mashups, drop alternative visuals you made in Runway ML, you repost fan creations, and you end with a heartfelt thank you message.
So by shifting the focus each week, tease, release, story, connect, you get 30 unique, non-repetitive posts.
And this isn't just theory. This is what successful indie artists are doing right now to build real momentum.
Right. If you look at an artist like Sam McPherson, his success relies heavily on pairing those short, emotional performance clips, the moment, with deep, story-driven captions. That's what made his songs explode on TikTok.
And Miles Smith built a massive fan base by posting acoustic moments and detailed behind-the-song stories. He turned the writing process itself into engaging content. He's a master of narrative extraction.
Or someone like Phoebe Bridgers. Her early promotions used short teaser clips, aesthetic photo slideshows, and consistently cinematic graphics. She established a clear visual identity instantly. These artists didn't just release songs, they built recognizable worlds around them.
And the strategic value here is that you, the independent artist, you are no longer limited by gatekeepers or massive budgets. Consistency is the key currency on these platforms. And AI empowers you to slice, animate, design, and write your entire content schedule from one piece of art.
AI is the amplifier. It's not the replacement for your creativity.
Exactly. It just eliminates the limits that used to hold you back.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? It means you're building an audience based purely on your own creative energy and strategic consistency. 30 moments build a real presence, and that presence builds a dedicated fan base.
So here's the provocative thought we want to leave you with. You don't need more content. You just need more moments. You have the truth built into your music. Now you have the tools to make sure that truth is seen.
Make sure you check out the other great articles on makingascene.org, the place the indie artist goes to learn how to build the new music industry.